Amen. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. We'll read verses 10 through 15. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 10 through 15. We'll read the scripture and we'll have another special. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 10 through 15, if you just follow along as I read, says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for the 32 years that we've been here. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. Please be with the service. Please help me as I preach. Please give me your strength and your power. Lord, help what is said this morning to be, use it, Lord, to be an encouragement in the days ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning I'm going to speak on the subject, go to the strong tower. Go to the strong tower. Our text verse is at first verse 10 there. The first verse we read says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." And I'm thinking about that idea in what... Maybe you're, in your mind you envision as a strong tower. You know, you see different ones. As far as Allison and I, we dabble with taking pictures, you know, and I'll take one and see who can outdo each other is basically what it is. And so I don't know too much about it. So, you know, the internet, you know, you can find out anything about it on there. And I saw one, and I think it was down in Brown County, if I'm not mistaken. But there's I think it's for fires, you know, the fire towers that the Rangers use. But I think you can go up in it too. And this thing's huge. And but it's just like probably if you think of a fire, you know, fire lookout tower, it's constructed out of like a power tower. That's what we used to call them as kids. You know, the bigger towers, it's like that angle iron. But the thing is, it's, I don't know how tall it is. It's huge. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a tower, all right. But I don't think I'm going, I couldn't help thinking, it's like, because you could go up there and see down, like in the rolling hills, and, you know, during fall, you know, it's pretty if you could get yourself up there. And I thought, well, you know, if there's a fire, and I have to use this tower to see it, I'm probably safe where I am right here, you know. But you know, I don't think that's a tower, but I don't think of that as a strong tower. But you know, there's other ones that I think of. You know, a lot of times I think of lighthouses and things like that. We've all seen the picture. You probably go in just about any Bible bookstore, and I think there's a verse on it, and it's the lighthouse out. It's out in the water, and there's a giant wave hitting it. You know, and this lighthouse is standing up to it. And I think, and he's like, yeah, that's, when I think of a strong tower, that's kind of what I'm thinking of. You know, made out of stone, and, you know, like the, I think even on our slide, there, wasn't there, it was somewhere I saw. And a castle or something with a tower. You know, you think of that. And, you know, you don't think of that angle iron tower that, you know, don't get too many people on that one. And but you think of a strong tower. You think of something that's going to hold up to the storm. And I kind of think of thinking of that strong tower. It says in verse 10, our text verse, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." And the idea that we need to go to that strong tower. And there's some things that we see that we'll have there. When we, if we go to that strong tower, when we're faced with different with adversity, when the storms of life come, and faced with the problems, we can go to that strong tower. And we're going to see a few things that we'll find there in that strong tower. So first, we see there's provision there. Philippians 4:19, it says, the Lord is my strong tower. We see in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. When we go to the Lord, we'll find provision. You know, there isn't anything that he can't supply. You know, but what's even better than that, there isn't a need that he doesn't want to supply. For those that are serving him, those that are his children. And a lot of times folks will say, well, you don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm going through. You can't imagine what it is that I need. And the thing is, but you know what? We need to go to the Lord. He has what we need. We can find that provision. You know, he's the same God that parted the Red Sea. He's the same God that fed the 5,000. He healed the blind. You know, I think that it's the same God, and I'm pretty sure he can handle what I'm going through. Now, if I try it on my own, you know what? I can't handle it. And neither can you. But you know what? If we go to him, we run to that strong tower, we can find the provision that we need. And we think, oh, provisions, you know. And I, especially along the lines of, I'm going to go to the tower. Go to that strong tower and I'll find provision. You think of, maybe food or money. And you know what? There are times when that's what's needed and that's what he provides. We were talking about this not too long ago when Patty and I first got married, and we didn't have any money, you know, kind of like everyone else's story, and somebody, they were doing a carnival, but it got rained out, so they were going to do hot dogs, and they had it all set up. They were going to have a hot dog stand or whatever, but they ended up not having the carnival, and here they had all these hot dogs, and one of our friends knew these folks, and here we ended up with boxes of hot dogs, and you know, not the cheap ones. I mean, these were the good ones, you know, they snap when you bite them, and after a while my wife got tired of them, and I think my parents got some, and my mom, she still doesn't like hot dogs. She got burnt out on them years ago. But the thing is, that the Lord provided those hot dogs. You think, well, that's silly, hot dogs. And hey, the Lord blessed. The Lord met a need. But you know what? There's other times when, you know, you don't need food, or you don't need money. You might need comfort. You might need joy. You might be lacking peace. And you know what? You can go to him for that too. Just if we read in his word, it tells us that's where we can find that. There's provisions to be found when we go to the Lord. But how many times do we just try to make it on our own work it out, work our own plan and do it on our own, and then wonder, you know, why we struggle so much? You know, the life of a Christian isn't always an easy road. But you know what? Sometimes we as Christians do make it harder because of the fact that we try to go it alone and not go to him for the help that we need, the provision. But not only that, when we run to that strong tower, you know what? We can see things from a different perspective. We see perspective. We can turn to him and when we turn to him and let him have control, we start seeing things from his point of view. You know, we start seeing things from God's view instead of our own selfish view. The idea, you know, here's how I see it, and here's how I want it, and here's how I want this to work out. But we start, and it's like, I can't believe God's not working this way, and He's not, I prayed and I said, I need it, you know, here's what I need. And He didn't give me exactly what I need, what I think I need. But you know what, when we go to that tower, we start seeing that different perspective. You know, maybe you've climbed a different, maybe not that one tower that I was telling you about, but you know, just a tower. You know, whether it be, I think I mentioned before in preaching that there's that little silo tower over in Shipshawana. It's like, now that's my speed. But the thing is, you know, it's probably, I don't know, 4 stories or something like that. You know, I can handle that one. But the idea, if you get up a little bit higher, you know, you can start seeing things from a different perspective. You know, we need to remember that God's in control and He has a plan. And that you know what, He cares about us. He knows where we're at. And that he can see that big picture. You know, many times we just need to trust Him and realize that we might not quite understand it all, and we might not see that big picture until one day we stand before Him. Until we come to the end of our lives. There are some things in our mind, the way we think, it just doesn't, you know, sometimes it just doesn't make sense. But when we start seeing it through His perspective, we'll see the big picture. Not only do we see perspective, when we go to the top, we find protection. Psalm 61:3, for Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. You know, when we're under attack and the devil's trying to destroy us and try to get us off track, we have a place that we can go. Once again, we don't have to fight that battle alone. You know, we need to realize if we try to fight it on our own, we're going to fail. We have a place that we can go. In Judges chapter 9. In verse 50 is a story about a tower. It says, then went Abimelech to Thebez and encamped against Thebez and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and gat them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. That idea that they, that the town, they all went into the tower. When they were under attack, they went to the tower. And I couldn't help but think the idea that we can go to that tower for protection. But you know what? There's room for everyone. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, I'm going to go to the Lord. But you know what? It's, you know, no room. You know, sorry, he's busy helping somebody else right now. You know, we never find that. When we need that protection, he's there for us. He never says, you know what, I'll try to, let me see if I can get back to you next week. We can go to that strong tower and we can find protection. And we won't be left out. And what a blessing that is. You know, you might try need help in different things, and you'll call and say, you know, oh, I can't get to it until, you know, nowadays. Good night. We're talking weeks, months, you know, depending on what it is. But you know what? When we go to the Lord, that's not the case. He's always available to us. And for those that are His children, there's always room for Him, for you there with Him. Find that protection. And He's willing and able to protect, to be with us and watch over us. And not only that, we see peace. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding. The idea we see that we find peace. You know, there's the song is, I got the peace that passeth understanding down in the depths of my heart. You know, that might be going back a few years in junior church, but you know, it's a song that we sing in junior church. I don't know, maybe we sang it out here before. I don't know. But He can give you that peace that you need. The peace that you're looking for. And even when we're facing the most turbulent storms. You think of a little child during a thunderstorm. What do they want to find their parents. Find something that represents protection. It represents, you know, a place where they feel safe. And as Christians, we can go to our Heavenly Father, that strong tower, and we can find that peace. Does that mean that the storm's going to just automatically go away? No. Sometimes it doesn't last very long. Sometimes the storm seems longer than you can bear. But we can go to that strong tower and find peace through the storm. You think as we know, He can sometimes He'll calm that storm, and sometimes He'll calm you and help you through the storm. And we see peace when we go to that strong tower. But I couldn't help think, you know, what. After all that we see that is available to us, when we go to that strong tower, when we run to the Lord, what would keep us from running there? You know, why in the world wouldn't that be the first thing that we think to do when the storm comes? I couldn't help think probably one of the things would be pride. Pride would keep us from going to that strong tower. Story was told of a ship's captain that he'd just been promoted to a bigger ship. So he'd arrived. So he's the captain. And they were out one night, you know, out in the sea, and one night a storm came up. You know, it was like, okay, you know, we can handle this. And off in the distance, they could see a light. It's like, oh. And he thought, oh, there's another ship coming, heading right for us. So they're going along, and he gets on the radio, you know, the captain of the big ship. And he said, you know what? this is the captain. You know, you need to move. Alter your course. And they went on, and they did, you know, nothing moved. They're still heading right for each other. And he radioed again, and, you know, he keeps saying, you know, he's getting a little angry. You know, it's like here he's the larger vessel, he assumes, because his new ship, it's a big ship. There's probably not another ship as big as his, and so he has the right of way. So he's going along, and you know, they're getting closer, and it's in the storm and at night, and he's saying, you know, this is the captain of said whatever the name of his ship was. And he say, we're on a collision course. Alter your course. Nothing. He kept going. So they're getting to where it's like, you know what? We're running out of time. And the captain, he gets on there and he's mad and he's saying, you know, this is I'm the captain of the, you know, I say USS whatever. And he goes, alter your course. And then finally he got a response on the radio. It says, I'm the lighthouse. Alter your course. And the idea here is that he was so stubborn and he had so much pride. You know, he's the captain and he has the biggest boat. So you know what? Everyone needs to just do it his way. That he didn't even think that, hey, maybe that's not another ship. Maybe that's land, you know. But the thing is, sometimes as Christians, we're like that. We think this is how I'm gonna do it, and you know what? It doesn't matter what the Bible says, and it doesn't matter what other people, maybe godly people, may counsel me to do. This is what I'm gonna do, and I don't care what anyone else says. I'm gonna do this my way, and we let pride creep in if we're not careful. And that'll keep us from going to the tower, to turn to the Lord. Not only that, misperception will keep us from going to that strong tower. The idea of, you know what, yes, this is a storm, but that's not a very big storm. It's a storm, but you know what, maybe you think, well, I think I'm going to luck out and it's going to miss me. You know, kind of like the idea of people in the tornado, you know, in tornado areas, or I've seen it down when we lived in Florida. You know, they got warned about hurricanes so many times and it missed them. They start to think, well, you know, here we go again. But the thing is, sometimes we have that misperception that, you know what, we don't really need help. We can get through this. We're just going to get like along the hurricane idea, we're going to get some strong winds, but you know what? We're not going to get, we're not going to get the brunt of the storm. We need to realize when we need help. You know, when we need help, every day. We need help in our day-to-day lives. You know, it doesn't take too much. I think we can all attest to the fact that we don't have to go down life too far before if trying it on our own before we end up off course. Before we end up in a storm and you know, trying to figure out which way's up. Pride will keep us from going to that strong tower. Misperception will. You know what else will? Pretending. You know, pretend maybe, you might look like a Christian and you know how to, the right words to say. You know that, how to look. But the thing is, there's never been a time when you've asked the Lord to come into your heart and save you. And maybe there's been times where you've been in a storm. But you know what? You couldn't go to the Lord. You're not one of His children. But you know what? You can go to Him and get that free gift of salvation. You can stop pretending. Let today be the day that you trust Him and you have that, not only that free gift of salvation, but you have the access to that strong tower 24/7. When we run to the strong tower, we see we have provision, we have perspective, we have protection, and on that we can find peace. And don't let pride or misperception or the fact that you're pretending and never trusted Him as Savior keep you from running to the strong tower when you need to. We can go to Him. He has everything that we need. It's available to us. Why would we not go to the place where we can get everything that we need to live the victorious Christian life?